Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And a lot of stuff going on. My gosh, for you basketball fans, I happen to like all the playoffs for everything. It's just all at a different level. But my gosh, Pacers up 3-1 on the Cavs. Celtics down 3-1, and looks like they might have lost Tatum, not only for this series, but he might be out for a while if it's an Achilles, which we sure – seems like we do talk. What you said earlier, seems like we're talking a lot. Feel like we have more Achilles injuries now than ever.
So it was a big problem after COVID. Actually, this is not just my opinion. I spoke to someone who like knows about this stuff, one of the trainers.
Oh, but you're not doing the Twitter where
No. This just came from one of the trainers, and he said like this: the ramp up after COVID was really tough, right? Like you went from not playing for a while, and you kind of ramped it back up. But, man, it just hasn't gone away. Like, how many guys do we – like, that play last night that Tatum makes is not, like – it wasn't crazy, right? He just kind of – the ball was loose. He pushed off, and it looked like Jalen Phillips almost.
Jalen Phillips has come off the ball like he did in that game a million times in a speed rush situation outside over a tackle or outside of a tackle to rush. That's all he's done his whole life.
Yeah.
And that – it's never happened before. How's that happen? And so then, you know, I guess he talked about it, talked to him when he said he's felt like somebody clipped him before the play. And he's like, who would do that? Who would hit me before I came off the ball? So
the craziest injury I've ever seen had to be the Dre Greenlaw thing, though, right? In the Super Bowl. Was that in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He blew it all right
that,
on
that
the
had
sideline.
To be the craziest thing I've ever seen. The guy is literally crouched down on the sideline. Gets up to get on the field.
Crazy.
And his Achilles explodes.
I agree with you. Never seen anything
that's
like
the craziest one. We've seen guys tear their ACL celebrating and, you know, stuff like that. But that guy just, he was getting up to go on the field. I'm guessing that's how he gets on the field every time, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's...
Sucks for Jason Tatum, though, man. That's really kind of disappointing.
They're done. They are.
I would think they're cooked,
they are,
yes.
They are toast. And
Unless Jaylen Brown is going
to
step up.
New York is about ready to go nuts on that one. And Golden State now down 3-1.
How good is that series going to be, by the way, that Eastern Conference?
Well,
you get Knicks and Pacers.
We're looking
old
at
school, huh?
Knicks and Pacers, and I'm guessing Oklahoma City and Minnesota.
Oh, you're putting the Thunder in there, okay.
I mean, Jimmy Butler, by the way, for all you Jimmy Butler fans, I just in case you – or you saw it and you didn't.
Go ahead, take your
5 of 9 for 14 points, yep. Knowing that Steph Curry was out and he was going to need to score.
Take your victory lap.
He gets nine shots in.
Yeah.
We pay him $50 million a year for that.
Why don't you and Riley
Make
go
sure
out and
go
have a beer together and celebrate?
You know what I did? I called him. I called him after the game. I said, Pat, yep. He goes, I'm 80, Joe. I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I go, hey. Well, I'm no spring chicken either, but let's go have a beer. Go and had a beer with Pat last night. Go, F him.
I know you have trouble staying up late, but I picture you just staying up and just hate watching Jimmy Butler.
Well, that's good.
Just
hate
every
watching.
Single shot he takes, you're just praying.
Well, he was predicting we're going to come back and win this series and go, oh, yeah, we've heard that a lot. He did that every round with us, too.
In fairness, they are missing their best player, but let's not let that get in the way.
Okay. Jimmy Butler and the Warriors. That's what it was.
He's out there with Draymond Green, who is a corpse.
I got
these other guys.
I think Draymond scored as many or more than he did last night. Anyway.
Speaking of guys that don't get it, by the way, Draymond Green, my God, man, every game with that guy. It's you talk about people being exhausting.
He's
my God, man.
And all they tell me is he's a great defender. That's all I hear. And you want him on your team.
Every single game, he's in the face of the official screaming at him.
He puts them on notice every game. And if they're having a bad day, that you know they want to give him a tech, but they know with that comes a lot of drama. It's not your normal tech where you kick a guy and he says one thing and he's out of the game. You know he's going to get his money's worth. You're like, oh, do I really? Oh, I don't want to do this. Hey, so besides all that stuff, we got into all this this Dolphin stuff, and Omar Kelly's got a pretty strong article in the Miami Herald. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning, and it pretty much talks – listen, when you're talking about substitute teacher and country club and Miami country club and all that stuff, Mike has a different way of doing it. I'm not sure he's the only one. I don't know how everybody else works or camps. I don't. But it's a great point that Woody has brought up this morning is you try to change with times and loose and try to turn the team over. Maybe too much for my liking, like it's your team. Well, listen, your team, it's your team, coach, because everybody's looking at you, win or lose. We can have guys that don't play well, but a lot of them are going to be on the team, and they won't. They're going to let you go if you don't. So, but I do agree. He gives these guys, and most of them like it, and most of them do well with it. Most like the way he runs things because they're self motivated to be good, know when to work, but they know what he's doing.
You mean being a professional?
Yes, and they don't take advantage.
Some of the pigs do take advantage,
and they do. And you're going to have that when you have that many guys. Here's the problem. When some of the other guys, the best players, get away with it, then some of the Cam Smiths of the world think they can do it, and they haven't done anything. No, I'm just using that as an example.
Oh, okay, I got
I'm
you.
Not, I'm just, I just happened, I was thinking of that name. And so that's the problem you have. But at the end of the day, Mike's in charge. It's Mike's team. Mike is the head coach. You can be one of the guys. But let me check. I got the book right here. Yep, it says first thing. It says the, let me go. It goes owner, Stephen Ross. Then it goes, okay, let me, who else is there? Oh, okay. I see our general manager talking about all his winning seasons. No playoff wins, but winning seasons, Chris Greer. And then there's the head coach. Look at man.
It's
you're
just
the,
unfortunate, right?
No, no, but every head coach is responsible for his team.
Okay, yes, you're right.
That's not up for debate, and that's not going to change 40 years from now when people really go, hey, man, let me run a route, and you just be the coach today.
But if you lose, whatever style of coach you are, people are going to rip you, right? You're too tough on these guys. You know, you treat them like crap, like Brian Flores, or you know, you're like Mike. You're too nice to
them. I didn't
them.
Have
They'll
a problem
let all
with
this
Brian
stuff
Flores.
Slide, and a lot of people did.
Who?
Players on the team for
one. Well, that's
one,
it. Nobody on the outside had a problem with Brian Flores.
I don't care about the outside.
Well, that's what you said. You made it sound like fans going, hey, being too hard on these players. Back off, Coach Flores.
It's just I feel that Mike has been unfairly taken advantage of by a lot of these players.
I don't think it's a lot.
And I also think that when they were winning, Mike was the toast of the town. Remember, he's doing those interviews with Jeff Darlington, and everything's so great.
Yeah,
and how
great
cool
with Mike Florio.
Oh, he wears those cool watches, and he wears those cool outfits on the sideline.
Mike Florio, those guys love him.
Oh, yeah, when they were winning.
Now.
Guy was the coolest coach going when they were winning. They were putting up 50 points on Denver.
But again,
now we start losing, and it's like, oh, your act sucks.
So the question is, how do you handle this situation with these guys? Now, I'm told that Joe, he's a little tougher behind closed doors with these guys than you think.
He probably is, right?
Well, you got to call guys in.
I watched him during Hard Knocks, man. He's not like a fluff pushover like that he's made out to be. Like for Omar, or, you know, his unnamed source or whatever, this like substitute teacher nonsense, like watch Hard Knocks, man. Mike is not a pushover. Like, he gets in front of that group and can deliver a message.
So, I would
substitute teacher thing is unfair.
Can I just do one do-over for Mike that
please,
I'd recommend?
Please.
I want to have a do-over for Mike McDaniel. And it's not play calling, something like that. Mike, if you're going to talk to your team, I don't know how to do it because he didn't come out and say it, but he has a meeting with his players and he goes, guys, we had a problem, way too many guys late. We just can't do that anymore. So the guys come out and go, yeah. So now all the guys are talking about it. And then Mike goes, yeah, so they got the message, huh? And I was like, Mike, it's just, it's a bad look when you're talking to team like, hey, I don't know how he takes care of it. I know Bo's got an idea, like start cutting guys and get rid of them and trade them and sit them.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll send the message.
And I don't know how that works, and as specifically how to work with Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is not going to change, regardless of who the coach is, any of that stuff. He's not going to change, man. Guy's been in the league far too long,
and
he's got his ways. He's not going to change.
Here's the problem. Tyreek Hill didn't just do this last year. What do you think? Like, first 2 years he was great, and then third year he goes, you know what? That year I'm coming off of, let me do my own thing a little bit here this year. No. He was doing it before, and they kind of let it go, and it didn't affect anybody. And if he's late or he's doing – it's just when you lose, like you said, when you lose, hey, man.
Everything was great when they were putting up all those points, and Tyreek was pushing for 2,000 yards, MVP.
We had fun.
Tua was the MVP. No, Tyreek's the – remember we were debating who was the MVP, Tua or Tyreek?
And remember this, they were going to break all the records of Dan Marino. Those records that 1 year, they were going to break all those records.
That did not
then
happen.
They played some tough teams and late in the year, and that didn't happen.
Texter called you out, by the way. Can I read it? You care?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guy says, Joe, you like Brian Flores because he was nice to you. He wasn't nice to a lot of people in the building, evidently.
So, yes, he was respectful to the former players. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Which is important.
And by the way, yes. Would he see me in the morning? He'd come over. Was I drinking a coffee or something? And he'd want to yap for a second about stuff on the team. So I did have a good relationship with him. Yes, that's a great call. I don't mind that. But I also come from the school of Brian Flores.
Yes, you do.
So when I hear that Brian Flores is calling guys out at practice, like, yeah. Bo and I went, yeah. Jimmy goes, yeah. Nat Moore goes, yeah. We've all been called out. You think, Shoes, after you lost three straight games late in the year, and now all of a sudden you had to go on the road late in the year because you screwed it up and lost a game you shouldn't have, that he was going to be in a good mood? Don Shula treated every loss like you cursed at his wife.
But in fairness, the business side of the league has changed dramatically. But you know that.
Yes. I see.
Tyreek Hill has there's nothing that you can hold over his head. That's the other issue, right? Like, he doesn't fear for his job. You guys all feared for your jobs.
Not
right?
Every guy, no.
Not every guy, but a lot of you guys, right?
I'm guessing the real good players didn't fear for their jobs, but
and either way, you weren't making that kind of money.
Like, those guys didn't, and they never took advantage of any situation. Mark Clayton was not worried about getting cut. Matter of fact, they would come up to him and go, man, it's a good thing you're a good player, or we might cut you. And he goes, I know. And since you don't have anybody as good as me, I'm going to be around for a while. That's what he would say back to him. Man, you know what? You're lucky because, boy, I'll tell you, yep, you're going to put up with it. It's not a big deal. You'll be fine because you know what I'm going to do on Sunday.
But the two guys we're talking about, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey, have been the two problems, right? Those guys hold all the cards.
Well, that's what the article says.
They hold all the cards, though, man. Like, what can you do to those guys that's going to get them to fall in line? Well, Tyreek will say, screw you, trade me, or cut me and pay me, and I'll go sign with someone else. Jalen Ramsey said, all right.
First of all,
get me out of here. And you know what? You get nothing in return, essentially, for Jalen Ramsey. What are you going to get, a fourth, a fifth?
Their money is guaranteed, and it's a lot. Yeah. They're two of the highest paid players at their positions. You've already given some of that money, by the way, to Jalen Ramsey. Already received a $4 million. And he must be so toxic that they want to get rid of him because we are so shorthanded at that position. And I don't mean bodies. We got lots of bodies out there. But I'm talking about guys that you can line up and trust as if it was September in 2 weeks. and we're getting ready to play games.
Look, Tyreek Hill played with Patrick Mahomes. You know, you can throw Antonio Brown in there, you know, as well. He played with Tom Brady twice. These guys are some guys just don't change. I mean,
by the way, Antonio Brown, even though he didn't like him or say a lot of nice things about him, he played with Ben Roethlisberger.
That's true too.
What a bad place to play. Speaking of a guy on his way to the Hall of Fame. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here.
Didn't he insult Brady's wife too afterwards? Well, didn't he go after that?
I think Antonio Brown's gone after everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
No, seriously, everybody. He went after Deion Sanders and the kid the other day. You better be careful, Woody. He might throw you in there.
Oh, boy.
No, he's not going to throw you in there.
He'll throw me off a condo balcony like all that furniture.
All right. Hey, listen, let's go to break here. You got to stop. I think you've been drinking coffee today, too. Hey, I do want to tell you, we got the Marlins. 5-2 loss last night to the Cubs. Been a rough one. 3-12 in their last 15. They've got two games left with the Cubs, and they're coming home for Tampa Bay Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and of course Chicago. We're going to be giving away tickets today and the rest of the week for the Cubs, who will be in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, I want to let you know, I got some business to tell you. First of all, the World Baseball Classic is going to be coming here, one of the hottest events we have. It really is at Lone Depot Park, March 2026, and Marlins members get exclusive priority access to tickets. So we want to let you know that with all that great baseball and all the great baseball teams that will be playing here. Also want to tell you about the Bullpen Bar and Grill. If you haven't experienced a game there, it's fantastic. Be out there in left field right behind the fence. They got a nice place out there now that's really cool. And we want to let you know it's Cuban Heritage coming up for the Rays series. They're going to have a lot of cool things going on. Sell Your Cruise bobblehead giveaway. May 18th, Marlins are proud to present the first ever Celia Cruz bobblehead giveaway, celebrating 100 years, the Queen of Salsa. Exclusive collectible is available in limited time quantity, so we want to let you know about that. We'll be telling you about a lot more stuff that's going on at the ballpark. But, going to have Mojito Fest as well. So get ready, man. That's going to be coming up this weekend. If you don't have plans, Tampa Bay and Miami going to be taking place at Lone Depot Park.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
For some quick weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 75 degrees. We could have the occasional shower.
Can't be like yesterday.
No, I don't think it'll be like yesterday.
It got after in the afternoon again yesterday, too.
But did it rain by you in the afternoon?
Yeah, it came down hard. Huh. Yeah, yep. Anyway.
I think we'll be clear, though. We'll be clear. And we do have, as you mentioned, we do have Marlins tickets to give away at some point during
all right.
The show.
Yeah, we can do that. We got tickets we'll give away all week here for the Cubs and Marlins, which will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for people who want to go out to the ballpark.
A lot of Cubs fans down here, I'm guessing.
There is a lot of Cubs fans. You're right. There is a lot of Cubs fans. They're having a pretty good year so far. I think they're over 500.
Yeah, what a great place, by the way, Wrigley Field. One of the great places in sports.
It is. I saw the old one and the new one, and
I can't believe you were at those games. I know you've been to a lot of really cool games over the years, but man. Where did you sit?
They
had like a press box somewhere in the middle there, I guess, right?
The Bartman play was crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. The whole thing. And I'm not trying to call if the guy lives in town or anything, but Alex Gonzalez playing shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple Alex Gonzalez's. The Cubs had one, too. Routine ground ball for a double play. Routine. The big bounce, the whole thing. That guy, 99 out of 100 times, that is a double play.
Yeah, but it was Bartman's fault. It was Bartman's fault they lost the series, apparently.
Yeah, no. Listen, he had a documentary on it and the 30 for 30 and his life after, and people were going to wanted him, you know. They were killing him. But and by the way, I remember because Alex Gonzalez was from down here. Grew up down here. I think, was that his name, Woody? I get that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I think it was Alex Gonzalez. So anyway, that's what I remember, and also – remember,
you like the hot dogs up there? You Chicago hot dog guy?
I got to tell you, watching the games there was great. And also, going to San Francisco for that series was fun being out there.
Oh, that was a good series. That was the Pudge series, right? Where he, at the plate?
Yep.
Right? He held the ball up?
That's right.
Yeah. Remember that one.
And
that run, by the way, was one of the most exciting runs we've ever had down here. I love that team.
But I got to tell you, the greatest game, and when it goes down for all of sports, was that game that
the
was
Beckett
pitched,
game.
Game six. Yeah. Complete game on the road against the Yankees.
Yep.
And with a day less of rest. Could have pitched him game seven and just kind of threw in, see what happens in game six. And I got to tell you, man, Skipper – just called all the right things, everything he did. Whoever he put in to pinch hit.
You were at that game too?
Yeah.
The Yankee Stadium.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Great stuff. That was great to see the ballpark.
That was old Yankee Stadium at that point, right?
No. That was a new stuff.
That was new already?
Wasn't that new? Yeah, that was new.
That was a long time ago, man.
No, I'm not sure.
That was 2003, right?
I did go out to center field, though, to see. Took pictures with everyone.
Monuments?
Oh, it was outstanding. Was worth it,
nice.
Right there.
The little touristy stuff, I like that.
Just because all those names I heard when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Some of them I wasn't a kid.
Is that cool, though, Yankee Stadium? Worth the trip? I haven't been to Yankee Stadium, unfortunately.
Hey, man, I love my park. Don't get me wrong. I love old
San Fran.
Yeah, and Willie in front and Willie in the back. Willie McCovey Cove and Willie Mays in the front. And of course, my kids are there asking me, who is this guy? Is he still alive? Yeah, he's still alive at that time. Is Willie Mays still alive? I just forgot. I think Willie passed, didn't he? Not sure.
You're Barkley-ing me now.
I don't know right why. Now. Why I just did what you did, and I get mad at you doing that. Anyway, man, we've lost so many people here in recent times.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he did pass in 2024.
He lived a long time, though. I think he got in his 90s.
Yeah, he was born in May 6th, 1931. And he lived to 2024.
I got to tell you, and I'm showing my age.
He died at 93.
And I saw Willie at the end of his career. I didn't get to see, when I started going to games, I saw Willie make some great plays, but he was getting towards the end. But the greatest baseball player of all time for me. Now, that's not for you. If you grew up with Roberto Clemente in Pittsburgh or, you grew up a Yankee fan and you saw or you know, saw somebody different. There's a lot of great players. Don't get me wrong. Would never say, but man, for me, Willie just, yeah. He was five tool before they came out with five tool, you know? He was doing it all. So it's
his numbers,
cool.
Joe, he was batted 301 in his career, almost 3,300 hits, 660 home runs, almost 2,000 RBIs.
Yeah. And by the
pretty
way,
good.
He went through when not all the cities were big fans. He had to live that time of when the white players would go in the hotels and eat in the restaurants, he'd stay in and they'd bring – I was just – he went through it all, man. He is fantastic. He was fantastic. All right. So anyway, we've got all this stuff going on here with the articles that are out, and Perk's got some nice stuff out too. Perk's not blaming the offensive line; he's blaming everything else, and he's all over Mike McDaniel saying his play calling and some of the stuff. And Perk goes more to your highest paid players, like it's on your quarterback and your two wide receivers. He was throwing in them, and he says, "I'm not one that's blaming the offensive line." Perk, we'd have a disagreement on that if you're not blaming the offensive line. Because if you're not, then why'd they go out? If you think it wasn't the offensive line, why did they make their number one free agent, their highest paid free agent, a guard, and move up to get one at 37 to get a guard? So that's kind of a tell me it's not important, or you didn't think it was a problem last year when they made it a priority, along with defensive tackle, where they drafted three of them that they thought. Now, still not sure what's going on. They're hiring. They brought in another body yesterday for cornerback. And I know they're going to try everything they can on the cheap to get, you know, find three or four corners. They may say we got to go with, I think they're still going to sign a veteran out there. There's still a bunch of veteran cornerbacks. I'm sure they're trying to get a deal done with one of them at least. But I can't imagine they're going to line up with the guys they have right now at corners, starting corners and a nickel. And by the way, we run a lot of four cornerback packages. When they spread four guys out, we last year you didn't have to do it because you had a safety that could cover a little bit, but he's gone. You need four cover corners at that point. So I know Duck's going to be there. I guess Cam Smith right now, he would be one of those guys coming back. And of course, Kader Kohou. And then it'd be one of the other guys you brought in. We got some veteran guys in that haven't played a lot in recent years, but whew, that's a tough way to go, man. You better get there quickly with that pass rush. You better get there real quickly. We've got a lot more stuff to get to, Woody, today, man. A lot of stuff. If you get a chance, we're going to have Omar Kelly join us. I hope you get a chance to read his article on Mike McDaniel and can Mike change some things and on the team. Actually, it's kind of weird to see Omar writing this. Mike McDaniel must evolve to ensure his survival and then gets into a lot of different parts of the team, including some of the names that people have for Mike McDaniel right now and his camp. So anyway, we'll get into some of that with Omar coming up and talk a little bit about the team at 8 o'clock right now. Want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Love talking about Michael Kotze. Why not, man? 35 years of helping you get a mortgage quickly. Yeah. How's that? First-time home buyers. I want to talk to you for a second. So how nice would it be to be able to go out as a first-time home buyer and find a place you like and not have somebody else who also is interested be able to get it before you because you had to wait to see if you're going to get approved for a mortgage and go through that? Listen, Michael Kotze can get all that stuff done for you. Fixed rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a great program for you, too. I always tell everybody, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I do know this. What makes him a little bit different than everybody else, the guy works, man. 7 days a week, that man is working to get you approved, to get the process started. That's what he does. Reverse mortgage is more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, and find your home just about paid off or completely paid off, and you got all this equity and you realize, man, I could really use that money. I wish I could get this done quickly. That's what Michael Kotze does, man. So if you're looking at a reverse mortgage, want to know more about it and get it done quickly, it's Michael Kotze. You can get deals done half the time of the big banks for you. Again, that's part of great service. 561-441-2730. Call or text them. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. I'm worn out today, man. I'm exhausted.
You're running around the building like a lunatic.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah. This is part of the new plan. I was reading how to lose weight. And one of them is stay active. So anyway, I just was flying down the hall.
You're active, all right.
All right, what do you got?
All right, we'll start it off with some cool news here, man. AMC, the movie theater company, is going to offer 50% off tickets on Wednesdays starting this summer.
Oh, I like that.
So, you know, I know that you get a discount on tickets at all times.
you know, Woody, it's funny. I'm not a big senior citizen guy. There's something that I don't
you have
look...
too much pride to use the discount.
Like, we'll go, and people look and go, you realize nothing against you, and I'm not sure about your wife, but, sir, you're a senior citizen. Hey, back off, jerky.
Anyway, so, there's going to be a lot of good movies coming out this summer, so this is actually kind of a cool thing here. I don't know if you're a solo movie guy, if you'll just pop in the theater on Wednesday afternoon.
Can't do it. No. Awkward. I think I did it a few times in between relationships, but I wasn't a big fan. It was just, I know a lot of people doing, there's nothing wrong with that, but I just felt like a loser sitting there by myself.
It does say that the 50% off deal may exclude certain movies or holidays, so I don't know what kind of holidays fall on a Wednesday, but I'm looking to see that new Mission Impossible movie.
And I want to see Accountant 2.
Oh, all right.
I've seen Accountant 1 like 17 times.
Are you a Mission Impossible fan, or that's not really your thing? Tom Cruise.
I have watched a couple of them, yes.
All right. Because we can't go a day without talking about Bill Belichick. This guy, Pablo Torre, I don't know, man. He's trying to make a career out of this
Bill Belichick thing. Is he the one that's going out saying he's not going to coach at North Carolina this year?
That's exactly what he said. That's what I was getting to. He said there's a real chance that Bill Belichick never coaches a game at North Carolina.
Why would anybody think that? What everything Belichick's done has been good for that school. I'm telling you, this is a new Deion Sanders Colorado thing with Bill being there. They're going to pick his games up, and he is going to get a lot of exposure.
By the way, he
is looking to get his career going so he can get his ass right back in the NFL. Yes. He's got some Don Shula business.
By the way, I saw the videos of him coaching at North Carolina. Like, he does look like he's into it.
Well, I think everybody thinks now all of a sudden he turned the team over to his two kids and he's just chasing his little 24-year-old around. Cheering at Patchen.
Hey, man, in fairness to that guy, we're talking about his little quote or whatever, his story, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think North Carolina thinks this is all bad for the football program.
No, but, man, I've seen a lot of people say crazy stuff. Did you see yesterday some guy, I think it was Sam Amico or something, said that Giannis would be, quote, intrigued by playing in a place that had no federal income tax or whatever that tax is we don't pay here? And I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, if that's the case.
Did you just make this up?
I don't know, but I know a couple places he wouldn't want to play then, New York and California.
I know.
They got taxes for taxes there.
He was, quote, intrigued by the idea.
I think
a lot of people would be intrigued by the idea of making more money. I don't know if people get this stuff from. Yeah. Just for clicks. Anyway, speaking of clicks, Prime Video has announced a couple of documentaries here, Joe. One will be about Hall of Fame wide receiver Terrell Owens.
He's got a weird story. You know, he's got a weird story about a family member.
So I want to watch this one. It says the feature length film will explore Owens' rise to stardom as one of the NFL's most gifted and controversial players. Takes a closer look at his reputation as the ultimate prima donna, wide receiver of his time. It also checks with him today as he works to redefine his identity beyond football.
Can I tell you something? He might be. Randy Moss, don't get upset because I know he's down here a lot too. I think T.O. is the physically most gifted wide receiver in the history of the NFL. Just physically.
Okay.
He was one of those guys, by the way, standing by. First of all, physically, he's got a gene pool given to him by God.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Well, he looked pretty ripped when he was doing those sit-ups in his driveway.
He is phenomenal shape, and I don't know if – I think I've seen him we saw him in Cincinnati when he was playing there. But, yeah, that guy was freakish. Could run like a 200-meter champion, man.
They're also going to do a six-part docuseries. This is Amazon. Six-part docuseries titled The Home Team, New York Jets. The series will follow six players and their partners throughout the 2024-25 NFL regular season. It offers a behind-the-scenes look at personal and professional journeys of those inside the locker room and at home.
I mean, those are great, but I just don't get it, man. Football is hard enough. And I get it's a different time. Football's a hard game to play to all of a sudden have your wife and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And don't forget tonight they're coming to our house and want to see us. And I got my mother and father coming over and we're going to have your birthday.
Well, this feels to me like they saw Netflix have some success with these shows and they're trying to kind of
look at what it did for Kirk Cousins.
That.
Look at that quarterback show did for Kirk Cousins. I thought he was a clown.
I know.
Then I was like, hey, Kirk's not a bad guy.
He was a cool dude. He came off good. All the guys came off pretty well. The receiver show was questionable.
That was great.
I know, but
I thought Devontae.
I liked Devontae Adams after watching that, man.
I thought that was great.
When he's like, oh, I don't care about the team as long as I'm doing well.
He's setting it up, talking about running certain routes, and then just blows by guys. It was just like, damn, he's good.
A cool show, but.
Yeah.
The NBA one was good, too, with Jimmy and Anthony Edwards and LeBron. The only problem with LeBron is LeBron is just so, he turns it on for the cameras so much. Like, he really puts on a show for the cameras. But
man, it's a different time now. It's like everybody, don't worry, during the season, go ahead and follow us around. And
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up with a couple of auction items here, Joe. The first thing we have is a custom Dallas Mavericks jersey that has the name Fire Nico on the back, and it is signed by Luka. So a signed Luka Fire Nico jersey has hit the auction block here. It's up to $1,000, more than 19 days remaining, so we'll see how much that ends up going for. I do have to tell you, someone was nice enough to send this to me, one of our friends of the show.
Yeah.
And just to add to this whole draft situation, so in 2011, Chris Paul was traded from New Orleans to L.A. In 2012, New Orleans got the number one pick. In 2019, Anthony Davis traded to L.A. from New Orleans. They got the number one pick the next year, right?
Okay.
2025, Luka Doncic traded to L.A.
Yeah.
All of those players traded to L.A., and then Dallas gets the number one pick. So three players traded to L.A.
Coincidence.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't think the rest of the league that's struggling is going great. That friggin' guy make a difference. You don't think they'd all want...
Three players traded to L.A.
You don't think all those guys want Cooper Flagg? All those teams.
Of course they want Cooper Flagg.
All those teams.
But if the NBA had an arrangement, they had an arrangement.
Oh, hey, guys, we can't have them. The commissioner called us and said, hey, come on. That's just for the fans.
It sounds exactly like what happened.
Let me ask you, isn't there betting, gambling for who's going to go first and what teams and all that stuff?
Yeah, the Mavs are plus 4,000 to get the number one pick. Final auction item here, Joe, since you won't cave on this. You remember the movie Blue Chips? You ever seen the movie with Nick Nolte and Shaq and Penny Hardaway? You've never seen that movie? It's the movie where, you know, he tries to run a clean program and then caves and finally starts paying players to come join his basketball team in college.
I don't think I saw it.
Well, anyway, wouldn't hold up very well today. But Butch McRae, who is Penny Hardaway, his character in the movie, his jersey from the movie has hit auction block here.
Okay, how much?
$2,500 is the starting price. I can't believe you haven't seen the movie. I love that movie. Okay. It just doesn't hold up now because now you can pay everyone.
Well, listen, this has been great stuff, but I want to get to Omar Kelly.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Get rolling here.
He's going to be good today.
But, yeah, I'm going to pass on that $2,500 jersey. Let me know. We got more stuff to get to here. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what Omar has to say because we've been talking a lot about this Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill and the coach and everything else as we get started here for a new, fresh year and what to expect. But right now, I want to tell you about Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Expert. Boy, is this guy good at what he does. He is a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Boy, I'll tell you what. If you've been thinking about it, let's just get to the people that are right there at the point, like I'm thinking about it, man. I've been thinking about selling this. I've had it a long time. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired every time you come home on a Friday night and you start bitching? Maybe it's time to sell. And if it is, maybe the main man is the perfect guy for you to help you sell that business. You got a lot of people have already contacted him looking for businesses just like yours. Doesn't matter what size, doesn't matter how specialized, and nobody's going to market it and get it out there. And by the way, the other part is a lot of business owners have no idea what their business is worth. Anthony Caliendo will do it. He'll do a value evaluation of it. $2,500 value to you. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246 and ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the main man. Or visit the web at themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo will sell your business and get you more money than anybody out there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.